business. And I'll see you back here in 9 months' time in my boardroom. So off you go.
Oh, good effort. Not quite Alan Sugar, but Bristol Mayor George Ferguson. Doing his own unique impersonation, but Mr. Ferguson's not looking for just one apprentice. He needs 1,000 for the Community Apprentice Scheme. It will use young people competing in teams to identify a social problem, create a solution, and execute it with a deadline. It's been designed by the Bristol-based charity Envision. We can speak to Mayor Ferguson now. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
So you are launching this today. Fine impression, by the way.
It was not meant to be an impression, just a sort of general idea.
Do you have a boardroom and a glamorous assistant?
No glamorous assistant.
If you do have an assistant, she'll now be your. He will be quite offended by all that. Yeah, but good. Yeah. This is. But the principle is the same. You are on the lookout for apprentices, but not the 1,000. That's a big number.
Yes, over 3 years. The current program has about 300 people a year going through. So it's a matter of keeping that program going and building it up and getting business support and individual support. I think it's a wonderful, it's a win-win-win. It's great for the companies who participate because they're engaging with young people, they're helping the local community. It's helping young people get initiative and to know what sort of thing you need to do in a job, to identify what the issues are in the community. And it's, I think, doing so much for Bristol, for our own city. It's exactly the way I like to do things. So I'm so delighted Envision have asked me to support them.
Whose idea was it?
It's Envision, I don't know who the individual was in the first place, but Envision, the charity, have completely come up with this themselves and asked me to support it.
Okay, so two aspects to this. What do the young people who are involved get out of this, and what does Bristol get out of this?
Well, the young people, I think, learn all those skills that employers are looking for. They learn how to identify problems. That's what they have to do in the first place. They learn to engage with other people, as they have to do with the project. They learn the initiatives they need, creative thinking, all those things that employers say are lacking. In lots of young employers, because they've not had the experience. So this gives people the ideal opportunity to learn learn those skills that the employers need. And then I think what's great for the employers is that they're then getting much, much better people coming to work for them. And I think it's great. It's great for the employers to be able also to help with mentoring. So the combination is absolutely brilliant, and I think Bristol will benefit. And I want Bristol to be, with Envision, be leading the way with this sort of programme.
All right. We're going to speak to someone who's been involved in a similar scheme now, but before you go, Mr. Mayor, will you give us your best, you're fired?
You're fired.
Good, I like that actually. You could be dangerous with that. Thank you, George Ferguson, who's the mayor of Bristol, and with me I mentioned Travis, who's 17, from Fishponds, been involved in a similar scheme. With us in the studio. Morning.
Good morning.
What were you involved with?
I was involved in Envision's last year's social scheme, so it's quite similar to the project they're involving now, but just had a different name. Like the Community Apprentice, you do it whilst in sixth form, so it's an extracurricular to your A-levels, and you find an issue that you feel passionate about and you try to solve it within your community. So,
and what was yours?
Mine was tackling homophobic language and the use of the word gay as a negative, so like how people use it to describe something that's bad. And I went into schools, about 3 schools to 120 students, and we did a theatre and education piece to educate them on the issue.
And why that particular issue?
Just because you get in a group and Envision is really good at not telling you your issue but kind of guiding you through how you can find your issue, and we saw what affected us maybe in secondary school and stuff like that, and we came to the conclusion that this is what we wanted to change.
And do you think you made a difference?
If we're going by the feedback forms, then we definitely saw a lot of people. We mainly picked up on social networking and how frequently people use it on the internet and apps.